Hi, this is a dictation for DB on the call here. DIVIONDACOLLIER. Follow-up visit. Date is 8/13/2024. Date of birth is 10/7/86. Date of accident 5/22/2024. DIVIONDA Collier is here for severe pain in the head, right shoulder, neck, and the lower back without any radiation or motor weakness of the arm or leg or any numbness, tingling of the finger or toes. She is saying that her headaches are worsening and dizziness is ongoing severely. And the light bothers her headache. There is no associated nausea and vomiting, seizures, or loss of consciousness. She is able to walk reasonably good, and the pains are constant. Pain is between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected 9. The 80% relief is reported by the patient so far. She also has a severe spasm in the right upper trapezius muscles, as well as in the right shoulder, severe pain. Patient is requesting an injection into these areas. And please review the charts for the ADLs and for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, compliance histories. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 143/97, pulse 63, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visits. Date is 7/29/2024. Dictation number 0902-011. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue all the medications for the patient, which are Tylenol codeine number 4, every 12 hours, 30 days supply. 60 tablets are provided. The patient is MAPS and labs have been reviewed and are found to be acceptably okay for compliance. MRIs have been reviewed with the patient in great detail. She has been informed that she will benefit from having further injection of lumbar and cervical epidurals along with sacroiliac joint injections. Once the patient provides a consent, she'll be brought in to get the injection stent. Today she wants to have an injection to the right upper trapezius where trigger points are present, and supraspinatus, and also the shoulder area. She's provided with a compounding cream, naltrexone, cervical pillow, cervical traction. She's referred to a neurologist, psychiatrist, and orthopedic surgeon to consider because there is a bone marrow edema of the greater tubercle tuberosity. Patient is continuing on Neurontin, Lidocaine patch, Trazodone, and Xanax 0.5 mg PR. Hydroxyzine is also provided to the patient. Thank you. You'll be seen in 30 days.